This is the brief on building wealth for healthcare workers. Standard financial advice fails nurses and EMTs because it ignores irregular overtime income and hidden traps within hospital retirement plans. Why does pulling in an extra $20K to $30K a year in overtime still leave so many healthcare workers feeling broke? Well, first, you've got to stop budgeting like a salaried person. Use a two-bucket system. Your fixed bucket is paid only from base pay. Think of base pay like a backup generator. It keeps the lights on. Overtime is just extra voltage. Split that variable bucket, 80% to investing, 20% to lifestyle. Second, once you're saving that overtime, make sure your hospital isn't quietly draining it. A 403B is basically a hospital's 401K, right? Most default to expensive insurance products charging 1% to 2% fees. Standard index funds charge 0.04%. You're literally paying 37 times more every single year. That costs $180,000 on a $500,000 account over 30 years. Why wouldn't HR warn us about a $180,000 fee trap? Well, insurance companies pay to be the default, and it's not HR's job to optimize investments. Fix it in 5 minutes. Log in, pick an S&P 500 fund under 0.15%, and check fees for free at sirmiumcapital.com/calculators. Finally, fund your accounts in the exact right order. Step 1. Get the employer match. Skipping this is leaving free money on the table. Step 2 is a Roth IRA for tax-free growth. Next, max the hospital plan. And a huge loophole. Travel nurses can use a solo 401k to shelter up to $66,000. Finally, fund your accounts in the exact right order. Step 1. By separating your overtime from your base pay, ditching high-fee retirement funds, and ordering your investments correctly, you can turn your irregular shifts into automated wealth.